Well, it's good to see you all here this morning. It's, I think, a real blessing to gather here after a busy week. Been a lot of anniversaries, a lot of birthdays, and a wedding. And I just had to stop and think back of, you know, where does our mind drift to at a time like this? You know, we get busy, things get really spinning sometimes, and especially a couple families involved in a wedding. I'm sure that all of a sudden now that, well, what happened? You know, it's all over. You know, all the work, all the preparations, and so on. But you know, that's life, and we have to adjust, and we have to take what comes our way. But I think most of all is that we keep all these busy times and everything in perspective of eternity. And that's kind of what draws me to the devotional meditation I've selected this morning from the book of Psalms, chapter 90. And it says here it's a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And it's about the eternal God and mortal man. If someone mentions eternity, what for thoughts enter your mind? You know, you think of eternity. Can you understand it? How long is eternity? You know, when you think of God, He always was, He always will be, and He's eternal. You know, it's not where did He come from? He was always there. Not as when He's going to die, He's not going to die. He's not going to get tired. His mind don't get fagged out and dim like ours does. You know, He's always never tired. He's always able and He's always powerful. So, you know, these things go beyond our mind. It stretches our mind, though, to think of these things. And I think it's good that we sometimes get out of the box that we're trapped in and just think of God, think of eternity. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, the Bible says. His strength was not abated. Like one of the recent messages on Caleb, you know, at 90 years old or however, or 80 years old, he was still able to go and come like he did when he was a young person. You know, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't know what that's like. I get tired. I can't do what I used to do in a day's time. But God never gets tired. And here Moses at his age, as I read these few verses, think back of what Moses experienced, what went through his mind, the 40 years in the wilderness, what he saw happen when God was angry at the sins of the people and their doubting and worshiping idols, and on it goes. So in light of our busy week and our lifestyle, and let's just think and let your mind drift back to how our days, our life, and what Moses went through with as I read these verses. I'm going to read verse 1 through the end of verse 12. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, Thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in Thy sight are as but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and evening it is cut down and withers. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before us, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts into wisdom. I think I'll stop reading there. You know, when you number something. You know, if you count your sheep, or you count your cattle, or you count your money. When you number anything, each thing has a number. And our days are numbered. We're not going to be here for eternity. And so you have to think of it, you know, there'll never be another day just like today. Yesterday's gone. And tomorrow may never come. You know, this may be our last day. Who knows? So, you know, when you think of each morning you wake up, don't just, oh, on just another day. This is something God gave you. Time is something that's precious. You know, some people talk about just sitting around killing time or just hanging out here or hanging out there. You know, it's important to do a little bit more in our life than just hang out. It's important that we have a goal in mind and that we value our time. And, you know, there's a song that I knew for years. I don't know if any of you all know it. It's Cherish Moments. And I think it's important that we cherish each of our moments, each of our days. And because, you know, we're not going to have an endless amount. We only have so many. So let's be sure that we treasure them and number them. This song was, I think, written by Lowell Lundstrom. And it's a song that always meant a lot to me, so I'll just read the poems. If I was a good singer like some of you all, maybe I would sing it for you, but I know that would be a disaster. So just listen to the words. You know, a poem is sometimes just hard to get the meaning the first time over. I'll try to read it slow enough so that you can think about what it's saying. The title of it is Cherished Moments. Time rushes by. Life fades away. It disappears, and soon we're old and gray. What I'd give if I could live life one more time, I'd cherish every moment that was mine. We live so very fast these days. We haven't time to do the things that mean the most in your life and mine. Lately, I've realized how cherished moments slip away. They pass by us so unnoticed unless you treasure them each day. I remember cherished moments when I was just a lad. How Mom would tuck me into bed each night. The times I went fishing with my dad. My, how the times flew by me when I was in my teens. Those old school days were really great. 'Twas only yesterday, it seems. But I'll not forget that moment when I found my first true love. At a chapel, we were married and said our vows to God above. But life can get so hectic and you get caught up in its whirl. Mom and Dad, don't get too busy for your boy or little girl. Go to church with them each Sunday and stop to play with them each day. Before long, they'll not be with you, for they'll grow up and go their separate way. This life will soon be over. Let's be careful not to miss one of those cherished moments of happiness and bliss. So the message in that song has always been a challenge to me to take time to enjoy your children, your family. And one of the bookmarks I keep in my Bible was this picture. These four little girls, Donna, Kendra, Linda, and Jenny. And Jenny still has Pamper on. Those are some of my cherished moments. Okay, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for Jesus, our Redeemer. Thank you that we can live in a country where we can have Christian homes, where we can have freedom of worship like we do. We just thank you, Father, for the blessings that you've given each of us, Christian moms and dads, Christian school. Thank you, Lord, for all these blessings. And for boys' camp and girls' camp, for Christian weddings, we pray that you just be with Jordan and Starla today. Just bless their home. We pray, Father, you be with the girls at camp. Be with the boys' camp coming up. We just pray, Father, that you would bless each effort and all that needs to happen to have a successful camp, a camp that will count for eternity. So be with us today as we've gathered here to worship. We pray your blessing on each one who has an active part. May your spirit lead and direct. And we just pray, Lord, that as we go from here, that you would just help us to cherish each of our moments, to not waste time, to take use and take advantage of all the opportunities that you give us, and to make them count for eternity. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.